That book by Suet Sesam Ung. I ignored the book for a long time, but when I finally opened it, it changed my life forever. When I moved into a college dormitory in Khon Kien, Thailand, I noticed a blue book in the corner of the room. I never picked it up, and the book was still there when I moved out of the dorm many months later. After graduating from college, I returned to my hometown of Kalasin. One day, when I was visiting a friend, I saw a blue book on the top of his TV, a book that reminded me of the one in my dorm room. "Where did you get that book?" I asked my friend. He said missionaries had given it to him. I said I had seen a similar book, but that I didn't know anything about it. My friend had not read it either. Picking up the book, I finally read the words on the cover. "The Book of Mormon, Another Testament of Jesus Christ." Then, opening the book randomly and finding Jacob, chapter 5, I began reading about a tame olive tree and a wild olive tree. Although I did not really understand the meaning of the allegory, reading it gave me a happy feeling. As the days went by, I found that I wanted to read more of the book, so I returned to my friend's house to borrow it. When I arrived, my friend was talking to two missionaries. They introduced themselves as Elder Reed and Elder Haraldson and made an appointment to visit me. They came as promised and shared with me their belief in Heavenly Father's plan. As they spoke, I could feel the love of the Father. At their invitation, I attended church on Sunday. Although there were only 10 people in attendance, I felt a love for the Kalasan branch, and I agreed to come again. I was baptized on the 21st of March, 1999, and soon began working with the missionaries. As I watched the missionaries trying to spread the gospel, I could feel God's love for His children. 2 months after my baptism, my older sister gained her own testimony and was also baptized. A month later, my niece was baptized too. With help from the members, our little branch soon tripled in size, with about 30 members attending church regularly. A year after my baptism, I received a call to serve a full-time mission in Bangkok, Thailand. My older sister also received a call to serve in the same mission. I know that it wasn't luck or coincidence that I became a member of the Lord's true church. I know that Heavenly Father really has a plan for me, and that He began preparing me to be a missionary from the first day I opened that book and read about His vineyard. What a wonderful privilege to go out into that vineyard and look for my brothers and sisters and share the book and the gospel that changed my life. Note: Suet Seam Ung has completed his mission and is a member of the Kalasan branch, Khon Kien, Thailand district. End of note. End of article. That book.
The story of a lifetime.